at you. Happy birthday. Gosh, are you showing off? I said, are you showing off? Well, you can do 90. Yeah. Sorry? 90, fantastic years, that's you, fantastic.
To see you, Janet. Hello. Good to see you. Yeah, not so bad. I got one, yes. Thank you. Hi, David. Are you okay? Bad? Not bad. Yeah, just doing well. I'm okay. I'm nipping back after this. Thanks, guys. Oh, right, I think John took it out. Oh, right. We won't start until 5:30 because the people are coming. Yes.
Good morning, everyone. And how lovely to see a full church with all the friends of the Taylor Farrells and their family here to celebrate the baptism. Really good to see you all. You're all very welcome. And we're looking forward to a very special service. Couple of notices for the congregation. We're scattered among you. The board games day yesterday, the Hughes family have sent us a message saying they raised £232 for the church, and they want to thank Hilary King, Roger Drinkwater, Ian and Rachel Hall, Stephen and Eleanor Hughes, and the people who brought two people who brought cakes. Whoever you are, you may know who you are, and Fiona for her help in publicising. And their next board games day will be January, so you can look out for that. And the second is there is a collection, a retiring collection. The basket's outside, and it's for Libya via Christian Aid. So the money goes through a Christian Aid company, whatever, I think it's somewhere, I don't know where it is, but It's in the notices, but it's for Libya. That's for the after the flood. So anything you would like to donate, you donate outside. So again, a warm welcome, and I welcome Roz to lead this baptism service. Thank you.
Thank you, Noreen. And it is good to see you all here this morning, and so many younger people. I'll just say younger, because we're all young, really, but it's wonderful. So please do feel at home if you want to get up and move around. That's anybody. There's toys and some comfy chairs at the back there. There's activities Zoe's going to tell us about in a moment in the foyer. So please do feel comfortable to feel at home in God's house and to move around if you wish to. At the end of the service, there is tea and coffee, and I think some cake and biscuits. So please do stay and join us in fellowship at the end of the service. And just a little note about photographs. If you could just keep the photographs until the end of the service, there'll be lots of opportunities to take photographs then rather than actually during the service. So let's keep a few moments of quiet as we bring ourselves before God this morning. Come and worship the living God and the Saviour of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit who renews and empowers us to be God's people and to offer God our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. And we sing our first hymn together. It's one of two chosen today by the girls for us for this service. I think Hilary wants to say something about this, is that right?
Yes. Morning, everyone. Lovely to see you. This is the one you play your instruments in. So I hope I've managed to give out instruments. There are still a few more. Anybody who likes an instrument, please come and get one. You can either come to the front, you can stay in your seat. Whatever you want to do is absolutely great. We'd love to hear you.
So please stand as you are able.
Stringed instruments too. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let everything trumpet, the psaltery and harp, praise him on the timbrel and the dance, praise him with stringed instruments too, praise him on the loud cymbals, praise him on the loud cymbals, let everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Okay, and now we're going to come before God in prayer. These are opening prayers. And when I say, receive our praise, would you respond in the name of Christ? Receive our praise in the name of Christ. So let us pray. God of majesty, you are the beginning and the end of all. Higher than our highest thoughts, greater than we can ever begin to imagine, defying expression in human terms. There is nothing you are unable to do, no one you are unable to change. Always you are at work within us, reaching out to transform our lives. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. God of love, we praise you for all you have done for us, the good things we have received from your hands, the guidance you have so faithfully given. Though you are sovereign and holy other, yet you care for us all, constantly striving to draw us closer, longing to bless us with life in all its fullness. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. God of grace, we praise you for your coming in Jesus Christ, for speaking so powerfully of your love through his birth and ministry, his death and resurrection, his ascension and exaltation. We praise you for his continuing presence with us now through his Holy Spirit, nurturing our faith, calling us to service, and filling us with joy. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. God of mercy, we praise you for the forgiveness you offer us, despite our failure to live as your people. Though we repeatedly disobey you, often ignore you, and daily forget you, still, you continue to reach out, calling us back and renewing us through your grace. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. Loving God, meet with us now in this time of worship. Help us to sense your nearness and hear your voice, responding freely and gladly in faith, not holding back or putting off, but accepting your love and rejoicing in all you have done for us. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. Loving and generous God, we know that all that we have and all that we are comes from you. We thank you for this opportunity to give to you, to return some of the tokens of our wealth. We pray your blessing upon them, and especially upon those gifts that will be sent to help those in Libya in such dire need at this time. And we pray that with those offerings, we can offer you our lives as a living sacrifice. Use all to bring glory to your name. Amen. And now, Zoe.
Morning. Just to say, if there's any children who would like to come out with us, I'm going to go out now and do, we've got colouring and sticking, cutting and sticking, puzzles, so feel free to come out with us, or, you know, children can wander back in, back to their seats if they want to, so just feel free and relaxed to do that.
So it's only just there in the foyer?
You're yes, going to we're there. Just going in the foyer, we're not going out to any of the rooms, so it'll just be easy to come in and out.
And now Judy is going to bring to us our reading from Holy Scripture this morning.
Thank you. The reading this morning is from John 1,
a reading familiar to us all. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Thank you, Judy. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, if I was to ask you, was the one word that you noticed being repeated quite a few times during that reading, what would it be? Light, light, yes, light. So if I say the word light to you, what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
A light switch.
A light switch, okay. Sorry?
Sight.
Sight, yeah. The sun, I heard, yeah. Pardon?
Morning,
the morning, dawning, the morning. Any others? Candles, thank you. There's lots of different words that make us think of light. So to you, is light a negative or a positive word? How many people think light is, for them, a positive word? Show of hands. There's no right or wrongs, this is just your opinion, don't worry. Anybody find that a negative word for some reason? Okay. Well, our scripture reading this morning, as we've said, mentions light quite a lot. And one of the words used there towards the end in association with light was the word glory. What springs to mind when you hear the word glory? Anything. Don't use that word as much, do we?
Something very special.
Something very special. Thank you. Pardon? Uplifting. Uplifting. Thank you.
Success.
Sorry?
Success.
Success. Success, yeah.
God.
Pardon?
God.
Any other words? Any time of year particularly?
Christmas.
It's quite a Christmassy sort of word, isn't it? For a lot of us, it may well be Christmas. At that time, at Christmas, when we hear about the angels visiting the shepherds, we read that their glory shone around. Their glory is bright, shining, shimmering light, otherworldly. At Christmas time, we hear the reading we've heard today quite a lot, probably the most we hear it, where we hear of Jesus as the light of the world, the light that has come into the world. And the darkness, we heard, has not understood it, has not overcome it. It's said that in the dark, a small lit candle can be seen for about 1.5 miles. And before anybody argues with me, or any physicists that might be here, I found that in a reputable physics magazine quoting scientific research. So it's a long way, whatever. And light is always stronger than darkness. right at the beginning, when God created the world, we read that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and Jesus is that light of the world. We light the candle on the communion table at each service to remind us of Jesus, light of the world, that he is here with us. And during Elizabeth, Catherine, and Alexandra's baptisms, we will give them each a baptismal candle, which will be a symbol of light of Christ that is theirs forever. So this symbol of light is very important to us and to our understanding of our faith. One of the images at baptism, particularly obvious when an adult is baptized, as Jesus was, by going completely underwater, is that the person goes down into the darkness of the water and then emerges again into the light. In that process, having all of their sins, all that's dark about them, washed away. They emerge as a new creation. The old has gone, washed away, and the new has come. Being baptized in an actual river, I imagine, must bring all that symbolism to life even more as the person goes down into the murky water, everything on them literally washed downstream, gone forever. When we baptize the girls in a moment, we'll only use a sprinkling of water, but we're doing the same thing. It means the same. By baptism, the girls join the church. They will be born into the church, if you like, through the sprinkling of the water. And they will receive candles as a symbol of that. The light of Christ is theirs to be with them from now onwards, shining a light on their path through life, bringing them clarity and direction, comfort and hope, and the knowledge of God. Towards the end of that reading, we heard, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." We have seen his glory. And we can all have many moments during our lives that are transfigured by the glory of God. When we realize for a moment that there is so much more going on than we are usually aware of, that God and the world is so much bigger than we tend to give them credit for. I wonder when you last saw a glimpse of the glory of God. Any of us who've held or seen a newborn baby will know the awe and inspiring majesty of that feeling that is difficult to describe. Alison and Sandra, you will have known that moment when you first looked at each of your girls. And we can all experience moments of the glory of God on a beautiful, crisp autumn day when the sun comes through the colours, when we see the swallows, knowing how far they've travelled over the summer. So many times we can see the glory of God. The light and glory of God are all around us. We need to keep our eyes open so that we can see it. Perhaps whenever and wherever we see a lit candle, we could allow ourselves to be reminded that Christ is the light of the world, that he walks with us, gives us light for our way, comfort and hope in life's journey, and the promise of life and light in him and with him. So let's all be committed to living in the light of Christ and spreading that light wherever we can, living our lives to the glory of God, and so with God's help, dispelling the darkness of this world. Amen. And now we come to our baptisms. I think it might be helpful if they're here. Yes, I think so. Just in your places for a moment. Oh, I'm glad you're keen. We had a little practice yesterday evening, and they weren't so keen on standing on there yesterday, but they're obviously changed their minds a bit. So, sisters and brothers, baptism is a gift of God. It declares to each of us the love and grace of God. In this sacrament, we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for us, the Holy Spirit poured out on us, and the living water offered to us. God claims and cleanses us, rescues us from sin, and raises us to new life. He plants us into the church of Christ and sustains and strengthens us with the power of the Spirit. Although we do not deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to all and through Christ invites us to respond. We recall the words of the risen Christ, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the gospel of Christ's resurrection. Those who heard the message asked what they should do. Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls." And so if Alison and Sandra can stand. Okay. And your answer will be, "We thank God and ask that our children be baptized." Okay?
Not yet.
She's I hope you like it as much when it happens. Alison and Sandra, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace?
We thank God and ask that our children be baptized.
Please all stand. And if we can go around the font. Oh yeah, not quite. Not quite yet. Still not quite yet. Okay, very soon, very soon. Oh dear. Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing, and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. He offers living water and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that the ones baptized in this water may die to sin, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
All right, Ken.
So, Alison and Sandra, your answers are, "By the grace of God, I do." Alison and Sandra, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God? By the grace. Okay. So your answer to this next one is the same. By the grace of God, I do. Do you turn to God trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide, by the grace of God. And to everyone, do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in God the Son? Believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Are there any children that want to come in and come a little bit nearer here so you can see better? Anybody wants to come and... You want to come a bit nearer? No, that's fine, you don't have to. But if anybody did. Alison and Sandra, what names have you given your children?
Elizabeth Frances, Catherine Alice, and Alexandra Grace.
Elizabeth Frances, Catherine Alice, Alexandra Grace. For you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. For you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. So shall we have Elizabeth Frances first? Is that okay? Does Elizabeth Frances not want to go first?
No.
Okay. So, and you're keen, aren't you?
Not Catherine.
So, okay. We'll go with Catherine then. Okay. Okay, so there'll just be a little bit of water on your head. So do you want to lean over a little bit? Can you lean over? Okay. So, Catherine Alice, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By baptism, God has received you into the church. Catherine Alice, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. I think we can give her a clap. She's done very well. Yes, okay. So, Alexandra Grace, yeah? well, fair.
All right.
It's nice and warm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, she's ready. Okay. Alexandra Grace, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By baptism, God has received you into the church. Alexandra Grace, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. A clap.
Yay!
Okay, Elizabeth, they've survived.
Yeah, they did okay.
You just lean over a little bit and then it won't get on your dress, you see.
Well
is that okay?
Done.
Well done. So Elizabeth Mum's there. Elizabeth Francis. You just lean over a little bit so you don't get all wet. Elizabeth Francis, I baptise you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By baptism, God has received you into the church. Elizabeth Francis, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. Yay! So if everyone can sit, you can sit just where you are if you like, and I invite Kerry to come forward. Kerry. No, if you just stay here for a minute. You're going to get a candle, aren't you? You are.
Elizabeth, Catherine, and Alexandra, receive this light, for you belong to Christ, the light of the world. Christ is your light and your way.
May you grow and live in the faith of Christ. Amen. Well, there's a special thing to happen now, if you like. Oh, that's pretty, isn't it? So, the congregation are going to say the congregation are going to say a blessing, and while they say that, do you want to walk around with me and say hello to your church family? I know you know lots, nearly everybody. But you can walk around. Is that okay? And say hello to your church family. Are you going to come with us?
You're going to come down. Mess around. Come on. All right. Come on.
Okay.
You're going to hold hands with
them. Okay. Well, you can take them around. That's probably better. Yeah? Okay. So we say together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace. Amen. I thought there'd be a little bit of running in there somewhere. I know. There we are. So there are some promises for Alison and Sandra to make, and then for all of us. So if Alison and Sandra would stand. Alison and Sandra, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace to your children by making these promises. Will you love these, your children, committing yourselves to care for them in body, mind, and spirit? Will you therefore ensure that they are nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community? Will you set before them a Christian example that through your prayers, words, and deeds they may learn the way of Christ? And then, if we can all stand. Members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that these our sisters have been baptized. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that they may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? With God's help, we will. And please be seated. And we pray together. Generous God, touch us again with the fire of your Spirit and renew in us all the grace of our baptism, that we may profess the one true faith and live in love and unity with all who are baptized into Christ. Amen. And next we're going to sing the girls' favourite hymn, or one of them, their favourite hymns. So I think they're going to come out to the front and help us to learn it. If there's anybody else who knows, I forgot the first line. If I were a butterfly, I thought Judy would know this one. Okay. Anybody who'd like to come out and help us learn this and show us the the actions? So you can stand up on here, girls, if you want to. Whoops. Right. It might be better if everybody else maybe sits down at the beginning while we watch it the first way through, and then stand up when you know it. Okay.
Oh. Embarrassing
if everybody just goes.
Yeah.
It might be.
If I were a robin in a tree,
I don't think I can remember it.
I do, but I forgot.
If I were a fish in the sea, I'd wiggle my tail and I'd giggle with you. But I just thank you, Father, for making me me. For you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child.
Now we come to our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. So let us pray together. We thank you for your gift of children, for the joy, the laughter, and the fun they bring in so many ways. We thank you for their innate zest for life, the interest, excitement, and fascination they find in so much that we count as ordinary. We thank you for their special qualities, their innocence and trust, enthusiasm and energy, and sheer hunger to learn. We lift them now to you. Gracious God, we pray for these children presented to you this day, and for children everywhere, so precious to us, so precious to you. Watch over them, protect them, guide them, and bless them. We lift them now to you. Open your heart to all. And we pray for the disadvantaged children, for those who are abused, orphaned, undernourished, unloved, unwanted. So many denied the start in life they deserve and the care they need. We lift them to you now. Open your heart to all. Loving God, in Christ, you welcomed little children, demonstrating their importance to you, their special place in your heart. Prosper the work of all who care for children today, all who strive to give them a better life, a brighter future, a safer world in which to grow. Use them and us to make real your care for all. We lift them now to you. And in the silence, we hold before you, Lord, those who are on our hearts and minds this day who need your presence. We remember from this church family, Rita and Linda and Nadia. We hold before you, Lord, all those people and situations that we have named. We lift them now to you. Open your heart to all as each has need. For we ask it in the name of Christ. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now within the life of our church family here, it's a time for us to say thank you to those, some of those who have served us and led us through several years now, at least 6 years. So we're going to say thank you to our stewards, three of our stewards who are sitting down this year. So Judy, if you would like to come forward, and Jonathan. Margaret can't be with us today, but we'll say thank you to her on another occasion. So we really do want to show our appreciation of all that you do, all that we have seen you do, which is lots and lots, and all those things that you have done in the background that we don't see but has made such a big difference in our church life together. We thank you for the leadership and the encouragement and the love that you have shown to us. So we just, I think Christy may wish to say something, but we just have a few, just token gifts to say thank you very much.
So as a steward, I just want to say thank you very much myself for all the hard work you've done. But on a personal level, I want to say thank you for the friendship and cooperation that where we've all worked together as a team. So I've really enjoyed it. Well, I have enjoyed it at times. So thank you very much indeed.
And I think we can all show our appreciation. Thank you, Christine. So we have a new system, if you like, going forward from September. Our stewards, rather than a team of six stewards, as we have had at some times and four at others, this time we have two stewards. Senior steward is Christine, and we also have Anne Batterton as our stewards going forward. And we've formed a leadership team, who I will introduce to you on another occasion. But obviously Christine and Anne can't do all that needs to be done on a Sunday morning for worship. So we have, and we're very grateful for, a group of Sunday stewards who will do the work that's needed to get worship, get everything ready for worship for when everybody arrives and afterwards as well. So if you're here, if you would just stand in your place, these are our Sunday stewards. So we're including Anne in that. So Anne is a steward and a Sunday steward. So it's Anne. I don't know if Hilary Clare is here. No. Christine, of course, a steward. Brian and Ethel. Julie Holworth. Noreen Hood. Judith Ridgway. Rowena Thorpe. And then Sandra, who can't be with us today. So we are really, really grateful that you have volunteered to take that role. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to have worship on a Sunday morning without stewards to get everything ready for us. So let's show our appreciation to those. Thank you. And last, but certainly not least, as you will know, and I'll explain to people who may not know, we had a system whereby if we found out it was somebody's birthday or anniversary or anything else, in an ad hoc way we would celebrate that. But we felt that we might be missing some people just because we didn't know. So what we've decided to do now, we've been trialling for a little while, is to have one Sunday in the month when we celebrate anything or everything that anybody has to celebrate. So that's today. So are there any celebrations that we can celebrate in September? So if there's anything happening you want to celebrate in September, please indicate. Well, we have one very important one that I know about already, because it is a young lady's 90th birthday. So Lorna, it's your 90th birthday. Is it today? Actually today, and there's some cake outside for us. So Lorna, would you like to stand up? No? So it's a very regal wave from the middle there. So we'll sing happy birthday to Lorna in a moment. Is there anything else? Anybody? Anything that you're celebrating during September? Oh, sorry. Margaret?
We have a young lady's birthday tomorrow.
You've got a young lady's birthday tomorrow. Are you going to tell us? It's what? Right, okay. So another birthday. Thank you, Margaret. So we've got Lorna and Margaret. David? Sorry? Sorry? Brenda's birthday on Tuesday. Clap for Brenda. And David? 53 years. Is that a birthday? A wedding anniversary. Okay, 53 years. Well done. Anybody else? Anybody? Well, those are wonderful things for us to celebrate. So we've got Lorna and Margaret and Brenda for birthdays, which we'll sing in a moment. And we've got happy wedding anniversary to you and Marilyn next week. So can we sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Lorna.
in Lorna, Margaret and Brenda? Yeah, shall we sing it again? Right, let's fit everyone in.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Lorna, Margaret, Brenda. Happy birthday to you. Hooray.
Was that me making that go wrong? Probably was. And now we stand to sing our final hymn together this morning. There is a higher throne. Blessing, and it's the blessing that we used for the girls earlier. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace. Amen.